I'm not a Roman Catholic because my Savior is Christ alone. No other mediator is needed. In the first talk, we talked about the doctrine of sin and the difference that is there between the Catholic account of sin, a milder, and the biblical account of sin, total depravity. But even when it comes to the appreciation of the person and the work of Jesus Christ as the only Savior and Lord and mediator between God the Father and us, even when we touch on this thing, we are observing serious differences. The Catholic view of the mediatorship of Christ is characterized by the recognition, of course, that Christ is the mediator, is the one who is God-man, who has come down to us to be our mediator. Having said that, because of the peculiar view of the Catholic Church with regards to the ongoing ministry of Christ in the life of the Church, in the sacramental, institutional, hierarchical life of the Church, because of that view, there is a sense in which Roman Catholicism believes that Christ's mediatorship, Christ being the mediator, is actually played out through the mediators, the mediatorship of the Church. Christ is the risen Lord, but there is a sense in which the Catholic Church continues that his incarnation, prolongs his incarnation. And in prolonging the incarnation of Christ, the Catholic Church administers Christ's grace through its sacramental system. And so the mediatorship of Christ doesn't happen in Christ alone, by Christ alone, in the Spirit, but it happens under the canopy of the sacramental system of the Church. And added to that, because of the milder view of sin and the elevation of the merits and the achievements of the saints and ultimately of Mary, there is a sense in which the saints and Mary herself are considered to be as partaking in the mediatorship of Christ. So that on the one hand, Christ's mediatorship is maintained, but on the other, Christ's mediatorship is undermined by referring to the sacramental system of the Church that continues the incarnation of Christ, and by referring to the proximity, the mediatorship of the saints and Mary. In other words, God's grace is mediated by Christ through the sacraments and Mary and the saints. And so it is not Christ alone who is the only one who not only is the mediator formally, but is not really involved in what happens when God's grace comes to us. In the Catholic account of Christ's mediatorship, that mediatorship role is transferred to the Church and its sacramental system, and is extended to the saints and Mary, so that an ordinary, average Roman Catholic faithful prays to Mary, praise to the saints in order to receive grace. And he or she sits under the sacramental system of the church that continues the incarnation of Christ in order to receive grace. We could here open a window into, again, the patristic era when Augustine, St. Augustine, actually developed this idea of the totus Christus, the total Christ, Christ and the church together as forming the whole Christ, and therefore blurring the distinction between the risen Christ and ascended Christ and the sent church, one being the mediator, the only one, and the church being at the service of that mediatorship, but not carrying it through and not becoming the subject of that mediatorship. The Bible teaches that there is only one mediator between God and us. Jesus Christ is the God-man who came to us, atoned for our sin. He died and rose again from the dead, and he ascended to the right hand of the Father. And from there, he will come again. And by his Spirit, he is nearer than anyone else. A few years ago, a question was asked to Pope Francis: who is the nearest person to you? And he said, Mary. Mary, because she's the mother. She's the nearest person to me. Now, that explains what it means for the Catholic to maintain, or at least to give lip service to, the mediatorship of Christ, but at the same time, blurring the lines to the point to expand and extend that mediatorship to Mary, considering her the nearest person that we can refer to. Now, if you really think that Mary is the nearest person, then the mediatorship of Christ is undermined, because Christ is the only God-man, fully God and fully man. And if we need a nearer person, a nearer mediator than Christ, we are actually undermining the full humanity of Christ. We are undermining the full humanity of Christ. We are considering him too remote, too divine, too heavenly, too distant, too far away. And we are in need of nearer mediators. Now, if that is the case, we are actually infringing the doctrine of Christ, the only mediator. And Christ is the only mediator precisely because he is the God-man, fully man, and the church has always insisted on defending the full humanity of Christ. He was not a ghost. He was not a spirit. He was not an apparition. He was a full man. And why? In order to have a proper mediator, someone who can understand us, someone who can relate to us, someone who is close to us. And the Bible also tells us that not only Christ is the only mediator, and therefore the one who can hear us, the one who can understand us, the one who can support us, but he has also given his Spirit, who, according to Paul, in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit is prays with us, even without words. And so he even is able to capture the non-verbalized sights of our hearts. He is the closest person that we can relate to. Christ is the mediator. The Spirit is the comforter. There is no room for other sub-mediators. Every sub-mediator is in opposition to the full recognition of the complete, sufficient, and final mediatorship of Christ. So I am not a Roman Catholic because my faith is centered on Christ alone, the God-man, who is the mediator between God and man and women. And there is no need to extend and to stretch the mediatorship of Christ. If we need a stretching, an extension of his mediatorship, we're actually saying that Christ's mediatorship is somewhat insufficient, somewhat not working, somewhat in need to be implemented. And there's a beautiful picture in the sense in, if you look at St. Peter's Square, a huge square where the St. Peter's Basilica is built in Rome. And in between heaven and earth, there are hundreds of statues of the saints, all on top of the two stretched arms designed and built by architect Bernini in the 17th century. In between God, who is invisible, and us, the saints, mediates his grace. Now, that's a different account of the gospel. If you need such sub-mediators, you're actually undermining the sufficiency of Christ's mediatorship, and you are actually undermining the full humanity of Christ. You're actually saying that Christ is too divine to be approached boldly, too occupied to be attentive to what we ask him, and we need other subjects who are much closer to us. It's not only an underestimation of Christ's mediatorship, it is also an undermining of his sole, final, effectual mediatorship. That is why I am not a Roman Catholic, because my mediator is Christ, and Christ alone. He is the one who came to save me. He is the one who was the God-man, and he is the one who is totally, always ready to listen and to intervene. And by his Spirit, he is also capable of not only listening to my words, but even when I don't have words, I am not in the position of verbalizing my pain, my questions, my concerns. Even then, the Spirit is able to minister to me. There is no need of extending or stretching his mediatorship to other subjects unless we undermine his full humanity and efficient mediatorship.